It's 21 minutes to 10. The painstaking task of restoring an iconic example of Christian artwork has begun at Coventry Cathedral. The Christ in Glory artwork is the world's largest tapestry that's been woven in a single piece, that is. It was designed by Graham Sutherland 57 years ago. It took more than 2 years to complete. It measures almost 75 feet high and 38 feet wide. It's a monster. BBC Coventry and Warwickshire's Marion McNamee is there. How close to it are you, Marion?
I'm right beside it, Shane. In fact, I could touch it if I wanted to at the minute. I've just stepped back because I'm by the altar in what is the Lady Chapel here at Coventry Cathedral. So the north end, and it is completely covered in scaffolding at the front, and there's an orange mesh that you get, you know, that protects scaffolding. That's on the front of it. And yeah, who's got the job at the top? Let's find out. May Burkow is here, as is Alison Lister. Alison, you've been busy hoovering our tapestry.
We have, yes. That's the best way to remove the surface dirt, just to pass a vacuum over several times. And we're collecting the dirt so we can find out exactly how much is up there and be able to show people that we are removing it.
What sort of vacuum do you use to clean this tapestry?
Well, it's a vacuum with variable suction so that we can turn it up or turn it down depending on how fragile the material is that we're cleaning.
How fragile is it?
Not fragile at all, this one. It's very, very robust indeed. It's very strong. It's very dirty, but structurally it's very, very sound.
No, it's really dirty because it's only been cleaned, what, 5 times in its lifetime?
It has, and obviously it's on open display all of the time in a city centre location, so it's accumulating just lots of dust from the air. It's inevitable, really.
Now, you're down the bottom and poor May's at the top. Do you not like heights?
Not particularly, no.
What's it like at the top, May?
I absolutely love it. Yes, when doing the work, it's extremely dusty and crawling in tight corners. But when I turn round, I get the view all the way down the aisle and the Piper windows, and I think it's magnificent.
And there is a system to how you do this, and you are
Absolutely.
Starting from the top.
Yes, we're working from the top down, with the idea that we're not spreading dust, obviously, on cleaned areas. So we're working from the top down, section by section. Each section is 2 metres high and 12 metres wide.
And there's a scaffolding behind the tapestry, which we never get to see normally.
No, that's a permanent scaffolding, and that is actually probably more a framework on which the tapestry hangs. So the tapestry hangs by 12 levels and the sides. If it didn't have all that support, we don't think it would hang as tidily as it does.
And that framework allows you access to the back as well?
Yes, it's quite a tight framework. We think it's made for people who were a lot slimmer 60 years ago. Very narrow, quite claustrophobic, but also incredibly solid.
Does it smell?
No.
Oh, I thought it might smell a bit. It doesn't.
And I think it's been toasted by all the sort of fumy airs. We've also only found... We have so far not found any insect pests.
And that's a good sign.
Very good sign, except for two isolated moth, dead ones, and that's a very good sign. So we don't expect to find any pest infestation.
And in terms of the condition of the tapestry, it's in good nick?
Very good condition, apart from extremely surface soiled. But it's very good material. It's not particularly old for a tapestry. It's very tightly woven, very solid, good materials. And basically, it's been kept very well. It's not moved around. It's always been hanging in the same position.
So no doubt a pleasure to work on, then.
Yes, just a bit big.
Biggest you've ever encountered?
I think it is the biggest that any textile conservator has encountered. And that does create particular unique problems that don't occur with other tapestries. You know, your average tapestry is maybe 4 metres high by 6 metres wide. That would be a large tapestry historically. So this is, you know, 7-8 times that. So it is an extraordinary, unique item.
No doubt very pleased to get this gig.
Absolutely. It's fascinating. We're really pleased to be involved. And there's lots of research that we think we can do beyond this phase of the work to really understand what's happening to it and how to look after it in the future.
Through the cleaning process, you mean?
Yes, so we're taking samples of the dirt. We're taking samples of the fibres on the back to compare to the front, see if there's any fading. We're able to do some analysis of the dyes to really sort of build up the information that we have about the tapestry and think about how to care for it in the future.
Now, you've kindly washed your hands since I arrived, because they they were filthy girls, weren't they? Filthy.
It's really hard to stay clean up there, hence the overalls. So we are clean underneath, but we do get pretty mucky by the end of the day.
You kitted out like miners with your helmets and your torches on the top. You've got two tubs on top of what is normally the altar here in the Lady Chapel by the tapestry. One's got a pink lid, one's got a yellow. They're labelled. Explain what's in there, please, quickly.
In the pink one, there's the dirt that's come off the wall behind the tapestry, so we're cleaning all that first. In the yellow one, it's the dirt from the back of the tapestry. So we're trying to collect the dirt, keep it separate, to show the difference, really. Yes,
it's full.
And that's only the first 4 metres or so. So we're expecting to fill that tub and maybe more by the end of the 4 weeks.
So you've got pretty much a Hoover bag full in there already?
Yes.
Back's dirtier than the front?
Yes.
And you're cleaning the walls as well?
We are. Well, there's no point cleaning the back of the tapestry if the walls are still dusty. So we're doing all behind there, yes.
I think I'm going to go before you rope me in, because it looks like there's a lot of work to do, but fascinating work. Thank you for sharing us an insight, and good luck with it. We'll come back to see how you get on.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
All you've got to do now is figure out what the smell is, because something quite clearly smells there, the way you said that, and it sounded like you were pointing the finger at one of your guests.
No, not at all. Mm. I just thought it must smell, you know, because carpets smell when they get dirty, don't they?
Mm. I thought you were going to go, so what is that smell then?
No.
And then start sniffing people. Marion, thanks for that. I've never been so disappointed with a story in all my life. How do you clean the tapestry? We just get the vacuum out. Give me like at home. Marion, thank you. Marion at the cathedral this morning, 9:45, news headlines are...